Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi, I'm Hilary, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Well, it's the 23rd of December, and this is our Christmas edition of the podcast. Happy Christmas to anyone who celebrates Christmas, and happy holidays to anyone who doesn't. If you're not someone who celebrates Christmas, some of the vocabulary in this podcast may still be useful to you if you need to negotiate December in an English-speaking country. Christmas is something that's very prominent in English-speaking countries. And in the UK, that's despite the fact that most people here are not Christians, or at least not practicing Christians. They still celebrate Christmas in a big way. So it's still good vocabulary to learn. And for those of you who do celebrate Christmas, enjoy. So, the British Christmas, what are some of our traditions? Well, the Christmas season starts with Advent, A-D-V-E-N-T. Advent is a season of the Christian Church, actually, and it means the period before Christmas, starting on the fourth Sunday before Christmas. However, to the majority of non-churchgoers in the UK, Advent is thought of as starting on the 1st of December. This is when most radio stations start to play Christmas songs, and it's also when children and some adults open the first window on their Advent calendar. An Advent calendar is a calendar, C-A-L-E-N-D-A-R, which counts down the days from the 1st of December, usually until Christmas Eve, the 24th. When I was a child, you just got to open a little cardboard door and there was a different Christmas picture behind it. But I'm showing my age there. Most people and children now know the Advent calendar as something that contains chocolate. There's an element of surprise because you get to open the correct numbered door for the day to claim your treat. Like many of our Christmas traditions, Advent calendars, or the idea, came from Germany. Friends of mine are lucky enough to have a gin Advent calendar. Lots of little bottles, so-called miniatures, of different types of gin to try. That's a nice idea. Throughout December, we do our Christmas shopping. Though, of course, this has changed out of all recognition in the last 10 years. No more pounding the streets, doing your shopping on foot, looking for something to buy people in real shops. This seems a very old-fashioned idea now. Sorry, high street retailers. Most shops do have an online presence anyway, so their business just arrives a different way. For most people, Christmas shopping is now an online activity. And for me, that's fine. It just takes far less time and energy. And people can look themselves at what they want and make suggestions to you for their Christmas presents. Less waste. Fewer unwanted Christmas presents that way, I think. Wholly preferable. Wholly sensible. And I do try to do less Amazon and give more business to small companies, small retailers. So anyway, Christmas presents is the vocabulary here. These are the gifts that you give friends and family. And for us in the UK, the Christmas presents, the gifts, are opened, are given usually, and opened on the 25th of December, Christmas Day. What do you do with those Christmas presents that you've bought for other people? Well, for most people, wrapping the Christmas presents is part of it. I do know someone who wraps in tin foil, but for most people, wrapping Christmas presents in nice Christmas paper is the norm. So there's the verb to wrap, W-R-A-P. Notice that silent W there. And if we talk about wrapping, that's the activity of wrapping Christmas presents in paper. But we might also use that to talk about the paper. Or we might say wrapping paper. That's rolls of paper with Christmas designs that you buy to do your wrapping. If you like grammar, that's a good example of a gerund. G-E-R-U-N-D. So a verb being used as a noun form, as in, I must get on with my Christmas wrapping, or as an adjective, as in Christmas wrapping paper. I do also know someone who is very eco-minded with his Christmas wrapping paper. It's always plain brown paper with reusable ribbon so that everything recycles or can be used again. So our words for the main days of Christmas are Christmas Eve, E-V-E, and that's the 24th of December. Christmas Day, the main event, if you like, is the 25th of December. And the 26th of December in the UK is also a holiday and called Boxing Day. That's B-O-X-I-N-G, another gerund. I've done a podcast previously on Boxing Day and why it's called that. Christmas Eve, the E-V-E bit, means that it's on the eve of Christmas. Eve means the night before or the day before. Other eves, New Year's Eve is the 31st of December, so that's on the eve of New Year's Day. And another name for Halloween, 31st of October, is All Hallows Eve. Hallows in this context means those who are dead, and Christians remember them on 1st of November, All Saints' Day. Hence why it's All Hallows Eve, which is where Halloween comes from. More vocabulary here. If you're a child, and for some young adults in our house too, on Christmas Eve, 24th of December, you hang up your Christmas stocking in the hope that Father Christmas will put some nice things in it by the next day. A stocking, S-T-O-C-K-I-N-G, in this context, it's like a big sock, and you hang it on your fireplace. Father Christmas apparently knows whose is whose, and you wake up on Christmas Day and these stockings are miraculously filled with lovely small presents and chocolates. Amazing, isn't it, how that happens? So we talk about Christmas morning, and there we're referring to the morning of the 25th of December, which is when people open their presents. Again, more miracles. They come downstairs to find lots of presents under the Christmas tree. Father Christmas again. So Christmas morning is about opening presents. Another important part of Christmas Day is, of course, the Christmas dinner. For many families here in the UK, it's still turkey. T-U-R-K-E-Y, which is a big bird and tastes rather like chicken. But people also have chicken, duck or goose as their main roast meat. Or it could be a vegetarian nut roast. People also eat roast potatoes, vegetables, cranberry sauce, bread sauce, stuffing, gravy. Christmas food is a whole other set of vocabulary. There's likely to be some alcohol consumed by many people on Christmas Day too. And at 3 o'clock, Queen Elizabeth II gives her televised Christmas speech every year, which most people watch on the BBC. She's now aged 95, so we need to savour and appreciate her. We now call the evening of Christmas Day Christmas Night, and it's usually quite a relaxed affair. Everything's closed on Christmas Day pretty much in the UK, so no one's going out. We're all home, either watching television or playing games with the family. In our house, my elder daughter likes to do smoked salmon bellinis on Christmas night. But for many people, a cold turkey sandwich and a mince pie will be all they need after their huge Christmas dinner. I like to think that Christmas lasts beyond Christmas Day, and we're still in Christmas mood on Boxing Day, which is also a bank holiday in the UK, and beyond that day. Most people are lucky enough to have the days between Christmas and New Year as holiday, though obviously this isn't possible in all professions. Some people have to work all the time. So we try to make the Christmas feeling and the celebrations and the food last up until the next celebration a week later, which is New Year and New Year's Eve. I'm not sure this year what's going to be open on New Year's Eve. I wonder if we'll be in another mini lockdown by then because of the Omicron variant. But I'm very hopeful for 2022. And never mind, we'll probably get to celebrate Christmas a bit more this year. So there's my Christmas vocabulary rundown. Don't forget, if you've got any spare time over Christmas, you could buy one of our podcast bundles and do even more listening practice with Adept English. My very best wishes to everyone. Whether you celebrate Christmas or you don't, I wish you well. And thank you to all of you who have supported Adept English and listened to us in 2021. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.